We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chela Gimel, Hilchas Chol HaMoed, Halacha Beis. From the beginning, Rav Nosson Zal begins, B'Chol HaMoed Osor Lasois Kol HaMelachos Chutz Meleches Dover Hoved. On Chol HaMoed, generally, a person is not supposed to do work other than Dover Hoved, something which if it won't be done now, it'll incur, the person will incur a major loss or several other situations that are described in the Gemara and in the Halacha. Yesh lirmoiz ki mi sheroitze la'asis tshuva tzorech shiye boki b'halacha dehainu boki b'rotzui, boki b'shoiv b'chinas ayil v'nofik kamoi shomer Rabbeinu Zal b'maimar kruas Yoshua b'simen vov, ayin shom. Rav Nosson Zal says that in studying the concept of Chol HaMoed, we'll be able to see a remez in it for one of the major themes that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in Torah Vav, in Likutei Moran, Chelek Aleph, where he speaks about the concept of tshuva, and Rabbeinu Zal emphasizes there that in order to do tshuva properly, a person has to be du sitri, as they say here in Israel. They have to know how to be two-directional. They have to know how to go up, and they have to know how to go down. At the Zohar HaKadosh calls it ayil v'nofik, rotzi v'shoiv. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins to explain, paragraph Aleph. Kizehu midarkei hatshuva, because this is the way it works when a person does tshuva. Shebetchila mekarven oisei melamala. At first, Hashem shows the person his karvus. Hashem shows the person love, warmth, a welcome. V'acharkach merachken oisei. And then afterwards, Hashem shows the person rejection, pushing the person away. V'yesh lo yirida, and the person experiences what's called a yirida. V'azai tzorech lehischazek atzmoi b'chol ma shiyuchal. And when a person is going through that yirida, they have to be able to fortify themselves and encourage themselves in whatever way they can. They have to do whatever they can to hold on, not to retreat too far. Not to let oneself fall out completely. You're falling? Okay, happens. There's a way to fall and win still. And I've mentioned this in the past, those that study self-defense, karate, these things, one of the things they teach you how to do is how to fall. Now, a person would say, 1 second, that's ridiculous. If I wanted to learn how to fall, I go some other place. I'm learning here to learn how to beat everybody up. And the answer is, part of learning how to beat everybody up is knowing that you won't always be beating everybody up. And even when you succeed in beating somebody up, it's possible that you're going to win the war, but you might lose some battles along the way. And just because a person falls, if a person doesn't know how to fall properly, then when they fall, it's all over. The battle is over and the war is lost. If a person learns how to fall properly, how to break their fall, it's an expression that's used in other things, even though he went down temporarily. And even though he went down, he put himself in a position where the one who's up, standing over him, who seemingly has completely the upper hand, sometimes while one is down, he can bring the other person down, or at least he can protect himself well enough so that the other person can't do too much damage control, until he gets himself together again and picks himself up and is able to change the situation completely. Vazai, and if a person knows how to handle Yerida properly, he tachlis aliyah. The Yerida can lead to major aliyah. V'zoyche lachzor v'laloy selakidusha b'mayli yesera. And the person zoyche to return and to go up into the kedusha higher than the place that they first fell out of. V'zeh merumos bedin Chol HaMoed kanal. This concept that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in Torah Vav and Likutei Moran about aliyah and yirida, and about yirida letzorech aliyah, is all merumos in the concept of Chol HaMoed, yontif and Chol HaMoed. Because when a Jew first makes a decision that they want to do tshuva, and they want to purify themselves, and they want to start living a religious life, or they want to improve their religious life, etc. That's similar to the concept of Yontif, which is a day, a sanctified day, a holy day. Ki Yontif hi bechinas tshuva, because we know that Yontif is not only a holy day, Yontif is a time for tshuva. The Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah that on Yontif, each one of the holidays, the Jews are judged for something. So a judgment day is a time of tshuva. In fact, there's a pasuk that says, Vayhi L'tshuva sashana, le'es tse samal, tshuva sashana. That's the word that's used. And in fact, in the Likutei Eitzos that's printed, the Breslov Likutei Eitzos, which is sort of a composite of the Likutei Halachos, a shortened version of the Likutei Halachos, giving you the practical advice, the section that has in it all the holidays is called Tshuvas Hashana. These holidays are the special days of tshuva of the whole year. Kama shekosav Rabbeinazal, as Rabbeinazal writes, V'achar Yontif hu Chol HaMoed. And after Yontif, what comes next? Chol HaMoed. V'Chol HaMoed hu Bein Kedusha L'Kedusha. Chol HaMoed is an intermediate period between two Kedushas. D'hainu Bein Kedushas Yomim HaRishonim Shel Yontif Le'Machroinim. Between the holiness, the specialness of the first days of Yontif, and the holiness of the second days of Yontif. Zer Remez Al Bechinas Nofik. This concept Chol HaMoed is a remez to the concept of a person falling out, going out of the Kedusha. He was in Kedusha, he was in Yontif for a short period of time, for a day or two, and then he leaves the Kedusha to go to a lower level called Chol HaMoed. Dehainu, Kishayoytze Venis Rachek Mea Kedusha, when the person leaves and becomes distant from the Kedusha, Bechinas Yerida Hanal, which we call a Yerida, Azai Hu Tzorech Gam Kein LeKadesh Atzmoy BeKedushas Yontif. The person still has to try to sanctify himself and purify himself to try to get some of that Kedusha of Yontif. Afal Pi Shenofal MeKedusha Asoy LeBechinas Chol. Even though he fell from the Kedusha into the Chol, he still has a responsibility to make sure that that Chol shouldn't be pure Chol, but rather to try to inject as much of Yontif, as much Kedusha, as he can into the Chol. V'zeh b'chinas Chol ha-moyed, she'tzorech l'kadesh es b'chinas Chol b'kedushas moyed, that a Jew has the obligation and the responsibility and the ability to take the Chol and elevate it, to put some moyed into it. Lekatshoi me'asiyas malacha, to sanctify it by abstaining from doing a lot of different kinds of work. Shehu b'chinas gashmias iskei olam hazeh. Malacha is an umbrella term which refers to the whole concept of gashmias and olam hazeh. Ki lametes malacha is heim zua mas hanochosh, because the 39 types of work actually originate from the filth of the snake, the snake bite that the snake injected into Chava, a filth, you know, by giving her the wrong advice to eat from the Eitz Hadas, which resulted in 39 curses being issued by Hashem, 10 to Adam, 10 to Chava, 10 to the snake, and 9 to the earth itself. And those 39 curses manifest themselves in 39 acts of work, the 39 malachas that a Jew has to go through in this physical world during the Yemei HaChol. V'tzorech l'kadesh es atzmoy mehem. And a Jew has to try to sanctify himself from them, meaning to try to minimize the amount of time and brain power that he gives to the work, number one, and what he is doing, to do it with holiness, with purity, with Torah, al pi derech haTorah, with emun en Hashem. Afilu kishenoyfel mekedushas Yontif, even when he falls out of the kedusha of Yontif, v'lo yaniach atzmoy lipoy lechol gomor, not to say, well, if I left Yontif, now everything goes, now I can do anything I want. Chas v'shalom, not to allow himself to go into complete chol. Rak sheyeh bebechinas chol hamoyed, but rather, even when he's in Yerida, even when he's in chol, to try to make it chol hamoyed, lekadesh bechinas yemei chol bekedushas moyed kanal, to elevate the days of chol, to bring them to get them as close to moyed as could be. Rak hitiru loy meleches dovar hoved. However, the Gemara says that one of the main categories of work that is permitted on chol hamoyed is dovar, what's called dovar hoved. Remez כי אין לו אלי רד ולעסיס איסקי גשמיאס, כי אם בשביל דובר העובד. This is a remiss to tell us, you want to know why Hashem created the world in such a way that you didn't have to go to work, that you didn't need to be involved in parnasa, that whole thing. The reason is because of dovor ha'ovid. Hainu, b'chinas dvorim ha'avudim. This means lost things. Ki yesh kama nitzutzois shenevdu v'noflu l'mokim shenoflu al yidei chatov. Because there are many sparks of kedusha that have gone lost and that have fallen into the place of the sitrachra. They've fallen outside the arena of kedusha because of our sins. Ubishvil ze nofal mi madregoso. And that's also why the person falls from his madrega, why he falls out of the kedusha of yantif, because he committed sins. And as a result of his sins, he's caused sparks of kedusha to fall and to get lost, in quotes, lost from the arena of kedusha. Ubishvil ze nofal mi madregosoi kedei sheyitzaref v'yislaben b'madregos hatachtoinos kedei lahalos hanitzutzos shenoflu sham. And that's also the reason why the person has fallen from his original level. He's gone down a couple of levels. Why? So that he can become purified in that lower place that he is now, and thereby, besides getting back up himself, be able to also retrieve and save sparks of kedusha that fell down there, 30 floors down or 50 floors down, wherever it is. Shehem b'chinas dvorim ho'avudim. Those sparks of kedusha are referred to as these lost articles, in a sense. This is why our rabbis in the Gemara permitted a Jew to do work on Chol HaMoed that relates to Dovar HaOved. That's the terminology that's used in the Gemara. It means anything which, if he wouldn't do it, he would incur major loss. That's how we interpret it in the Gemara. But Rav Nosson Zal's playing on the simple translation of the words Dovar HaOved in order to retrieve lost articles. Hainu she'ein lo la'asos shum melacha, dehainu iske gashmius kiyum meleches dovar ha'avod. A Jew, especially a Baal Tshuva, needs to know that why is he going out to work? What's the real reason behind going out to work? It's only for the sake of dovar ha'avod. She'yasek b'melacha zu l'sakein dvorov ha'avodim. That the reason why I have to leave the Beis Medrash, the reason why I have to leave the shul and go out into the world, in quotes, whether it's to my place of business, whether it's to my factory, whether it's wherever I'm going outside the center of kedusha, the reason is because of to be mesakein the dvorim havudim, to try to retrieve those things that I caused to get lost. Shebishvil ze yorad lamadrego selu. That's what caused me to go down, you know, to the level that I'm on. Vazai kishemekadesh es nefilosei bekdushas chol hamoed kanal. And then when a person who is in a yerida, he's not in yontif, he's in choil, and despite the fact that he's in choil, he doesn't let himself fall completely, he doesn't let go of everything, he tries to hold on to as much as he can. Let's say when he was in aliyah, he was learning 8 hours a day and davening 4 hours a day, and then he's in a yerida, he knows he can't do the 8 hours. He'll do an hour. He'll do 2 hours. He won't say, listen, if I'm not in the Beis Medrash, then forget it. And then I'll wait till I get back to the Beis Medrash to do my learning. Nonsense. Even though I'm out there, I'm still going to be koyveit. I'm going to do whatever I can within this framework. Naturally, it's not the same and it doesn't compare to what I can do b'shas aliyah, but that's not what Hashem expects from me now when I'm in Yerida. Hashem wants me to try to be mekadesh the choil as much as I can. Chol HaMoed is not yantif by no means, but it's not choil either. It's a big distance from choil. On a yom choil, you know, the davening takes in some shuls 15 minutes. I'm talking shachris. But let's say in some normal shuls, the davening is 45 minutes. On Chol HaMoed, it's an hour and 15 minutes. There's a halel, there's a kriyas haTorah, there's a musaf. It's almost like yontif. You know, we're putting a lot of kiddush into it. So again, he's trying to do as much as he can. Vazai כשמקדש את נפילוסי ביטוש את חול המועד כנל, אזי חויזר לעלויס, that will ensure that he will rise up again, וזויכה לחזור לקדוש את יונדף, and he will come back to the Beis Medrash, he will come back to the full kedusha of Yontif. V'ze b'chinas yomim ho'achroinim shel Yontif. This is the concept of the last days of Pesach and Sukkot that we have, the fact that we have Yontif again. Haynu b'chinas shechoizer v'oilel ha'kedusha. This shows us that even though the person went down, he went into choil, no problem. He uses it as a springboard to go back into the kedusha. Bebechinas yerida tachlis ho'aliyah. A yerida whose tachlis is the aliyah. Ki yomim ho'achroinim shel yontif, yesh bohem toisvis oyer miyomim horishoinim. Because the last days of yontif have more light than the first days of yontif. Kegoin besukkos. Let's take, for example, sukkos. She yomim ho'achroinim heim shmini atzeres v'simchas toira. She oz Iker Hashiyashua v'hiskarvus shel Yisrael avinu shebashamayim. We're now taking the example of Sukkot, even though the first days of Sukkot are very holy, but still, Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, what the Gemara writes about it, how Hashem says, please, I want you to stay with me one more day. We had such a great time together, the 7 days of Yontif. You know, please stay an eighth day with me without any obligations, no mitzvahs, just fun, just simcha, you know, just pleasure of Yontif. As the Gemara says, Bebakosha, Hashem says, I beg of you, Ikvu imu yoid echad, please stay with me one more day. Koshe olai preidaschem, your parting from me is so difficult. That's what Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah represents. Ukemuva goidel mailas kedusha Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, and as is brought in Sforim Akdoshim, the incredible high level of kedusha that exists on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. Gam yomim ho'achroinim shel Pesach, and so too regarding the last days of Pesach. Oz hoya Kriyas Yamsuf. How's that? That was when Kriyas Yamsuf took place, which was one of the greatest events in the history of Klal Yisrael. Ubizas hayam hoya gedolim ubizas Mitzrayim. And the Gemara tells us that as much wealth as the Jews took away from Egypt when they left Egypt. The Bizas Hayam was far greater. They got billions and trillions. When the Egyptians went out to war, they took all their gold and silver with them to show off their greatness, their prowess. And the Yidden got all of that. The Bizas Hayam was a much higher level wealth than when they left Mitzrayim. Kamay Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Toirei Zohov Naselecho im Nekudoi Sakesef. Kamosha Pirush Rashi, as Rashi HaKodesh says over there in Shir HaShirim, you'll see that what they got when they left Egypt was compared to silver. They got the low-grade stuff. At Bizas Hayam, they got the gold. They got the heavy-duty stuff. Kamosha Mrazal, and as the Gemara says, Roaso Shifchu Alayam, Mashaloi Roi Yecheskel Bimbuzi, that the degree that Hashem revealed himself to Klal Yisrael at the Yam was a much higher level than at Yetzias Mitzrayim. At the Yam, the lowest person, a Shifcha, saw Hashem more clearly than some of the great Nevi'im, you know, than Yechezkel Hanavi. Ki ze ikar Bizas Hayam, because that was the true essence of the Bizas Hayam, shenivka lehem Yam HaChochma, that the Yam HaChochma was split wide open, v'zochu lahasogois gedoilois, and the Jews were zochu to an incredible high level of awareness of Hashem and understanding of Hashem, to the point where a Shifcha was on a higher madrega than Yechezkel Hanavi. Nimtza, sheyomim huachroinim, yesh bohem tois v'soer. So we see that the last days of Yontif have more oyer, additional oyer to what the first days do. Ze remez shacharkach zoichen lekedush yisera v'das godel. This is a remez to us, to we who want to do tshuva, that when a person is zoicha to enter into this tshuva process, and he experiences that initial aliyah, and then he has his yerida, and he handles the yerida the right way, if he's zoicha to handle the yerida the right way, he rebounds into an aliyah that's far higher than what he first started out with, than the original aliyah, which was given to him as a freebie by Hashem, in a sense. Kishechoizrin voilim hayerida, bebechinas yerida tachles hu aliyah.